whatever.
Just got your text.
What?
And my wife talked to your wife just this morning.
I don't know.
So we're headed out the door.
Just a day in the life.
With a bottle of brown. Five pounds of ice and charcuterie.
This is the most popular question.
In the driveway.
Can I park in the driveway? Is that the question?
Or just park on the street. Man, I just walk on over with my red wagon wheel.
You know what to do next, don't you?
Yeah.
Come on.
Where did I get this from? Like,
I don't know. I'm getting some John Cougar Mellencamp vibes.
Just a matter of time, Emily, till we all unwind, and that time begins now because it's Thanksgiving. Still, Emily, we're one day away from the big day. No, today's the day. No, it's
no,
one day. You
no.
said Wednesday. Happy Wednesday pre. Thanksgiving Eve.
Yes, because we normally drop our episodes on Thursday, but because we are answering time-sensitive Thanksgiving questions, you know what? We're going to pull it together one day early so you know how to go about your day.
You can benefit from my intelligence and my knowledge in this field of Thanksgiving preparation, which I just read a study, Emily.
What is it?
By the American Board of Health Experts and doctors, physicians.
What could
they
it be?
They said that the Wednesday before Thanksgiving is the most stressful day in the since the dawn of man.
Wait, that's real?
Uh-huh, because people are stressed not only about prepping a meal, cooking a meal, the next day being able to fit everything in the oven, but also the families coming on over.
Uh-huh.
And guess what? No more excuses this year.
Exactly.
And you can't just celebrate with Tina and your little baby Rondell.
Oh.
Okay? You have to, we got everybody getting together.
An asshole.
I'm stressed out today in real time because I'm having everybody over. But guess what I was supposed to do?
What?
Today.
What?
This Wednesday.
What were you supposed to
do? I was supposed to be
the
on The View in New York City. They asked me to be on The View to cook all the ladies there a Thanksgiving feast and be their guest special chef for the Wednesday. I was unable to do it due to being on Rachel Ray on Monday, and I guess I can double up.
Conflict of interest situation?
I guess so. I mean, part of me was like, should I have lied and told them no? But I'm glad in the Thanksgiving spirit, in the true spirit, because we're honoring the birth of our Lord.
Yes.
We
Lord baby
should
turkey.
Tell the truth. And I'm glad I did because now I'll be on The View at another time. But now I'm here and I don't have to travel during like literally the two busiest
that
days.
That is like the worst.
Of the year. So I'm here for you guys. We're going to tell you all the answers to your quandaries, your questions.
Yes.
Your queries.
So many queries. And we got a lot.
It was overwhelming. I took a lot of screenshots, Emily, and I sent them your way via text message.
I know. And I categorized them and delineated them so we could just, you know, whack through it one category at
so,
a time.
So, yeah. We're gonna tackle that today. Some doozies in there, per usual, Em. Plus, we have a very special listener lightning round. We also wanted to avoid the old question of, hey, Emily, what are you thankful for? Let's go around the table.
I'm thankful for my mom, for my dad,
like
for my dog.
That I got feet.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it. I'm not sick of being thankful. I thank the world every day for what has been provided to me. But we want to get a little down and dirty.
So dirty.
We asked a somewhat, to some confusing
question. It's very confusing.
Some got it. Some were confused. I'm not going to lie. I had trouble formulating the sentence, but we'll get to that later. And we got all your...
Well, the question is...
Well, Emily, you okay. What are you most surprised to be thankful for this year?
Yes.
What is your unexpected thanks, as we say?
Something that may have been unpleasant or kind of sucked at first. But now in retrospect, you look back and you're like, man, am I thankful for that.
Super thankful.
And you know what? We got a whole bunch of answers.
This is where the human spirit prevails here when we read you these answers because they're unexpected, much like the question we asked.
Yeah.
But it's also really a glimpse into what we should be thankful for when sometimes the cliche answers overtake the little things that get neglected when it's time to give thanks around the table, if you're into that thing.
But you know what? We still got a bunch of cliche answers.
Emily, I'm not talking about those, but there are a couple in there, some
yeah,
dues.
Yeah, but you know what? We're going to share them because this is in the spirit of thanks, in the spirit of little baby turkey Jesus.
Yep, little baby Jesus turkey.
And who's a turkey that you can eat on Thanksgiving morn.
So, but we do need a couple more things from you guys because you guys always come hard. And that is holiday horror. Sorry. You know, you guys just provide us what we need.
Exactly. Oh, every
time. No matter
time.
What the speed. I know. We love,
yes.
We want your holiday horror stories. We want your holiday, I'm talking Christmas, I'm talking Hanukkah, I'm talking Kwanzaa, I'm talking New Year's Eve.
Yeah, right? Sure. Anything. Bring out the New Year's
Eve
We
want your horror stories. But also, Emily, I threw a wrench into it. I also want some uplifting stories as well. Do we not want that? Or we just go horror?
I don't. Well, okay.
Okay,
this
screw
is
it.
The thing with uplifting. Uplifting is not that entertaining. It's all feel good is great, but it's not that entertaining.
People will usually give us an uplifting story that we can pepper in there.
Or like an uplifting spin at the end.
I don't care. I agree with you. I am. Listen.
What?
I was almost wrote a song this week. I didn't have any time. I want a nice drop where it's a live producing because we live produce all the time.
All the
real
time.
RTP, real
and
time producing.
Some of our best work, some of our best ideas come out of that.
So give me your horror stories. That's the point here. Just give us your horror stories we want, right? Blood, tears, slipping.
Christmas tree on fire.
Occasional deaths is acceptable if it's, you know.
Funny.
Funny death.
You know what I mean.
This is
not. Like in a slapstick way.
There's a roasted turkey under the tree. Da, 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 da.
So we need that by Thursday, December 9th.
Yeah.
Do not be late. I'll put a post up. You will see this.
Actually, we need that by Wednesday, December 8th, because I need a little
Nobody
time to workshop.
Nobody listens to the dates until they see them.
And then the holiday Q&A, send that to us by Thursday, December 9th.
Okay. And we also have a very special call-in guest. Should we make it a surprise, Emily, or should I say... It's two family members, one you've heard from, one you haven't.
They're very close.
They're very close, and they're at the Jersey Shore drinking vino as we speak.
So much Pinot Grigio.
So why not? We're going to have Pam Morrow on again. We're going to get a Pam's take and an Aunt Pat's take. Our Aunt Pat Stella.
Pam cakes, Pat cakes.
Pam cakes, patty cakes.
Pancakes, patty cakes. Everybody wants to make pancakes. Everybody wants to eat patty cakes. Everybody wants to throw patty cakes. But everybody wants to hug patty cakes.
They're calling in.
Oh, yeah.
We're calling them.
Yeah.
And we're going to get their Thanksgiving, what they're most unexpectedly thankful for.
Which they were also confused about that concept as well. But you know what? I think I walked
in the twilight of the years. I don't know what's working upstairs.
Oh, they're still sharp.
We can promise you guys. It probably will go off the rails and on a tangent.
But you know what?
Unlike any other tangent before.
Buckle up, people. It's going to be a bumpy
kitty.
Birch
toot,
box. Toot.
Toot, toot. Okay, so birch box again. Oh, okay, we got one more thing we have to bring up from last week's episode. Emily claimed that I already talked about Jell-O shots and how you can finger swipe the Jell-O shot directly into your mouth. Yeah. I don't recall this, so I'm going to play you as a reference point. I have two drops here, Emily, that you sent me. The first one's from last week. The second one is supposedly from an earlier episode when I talked about this. I haven't played it yet, so this will be
fresh on your mind at all times. Is how you feel about maneuvering through.
And I just want a chance to explain myself after you hear this. I haven't heard the second clip. The first clip's from last week.
I love it. I know. I'll Jell-O shot all day.
I won't be ashamed to even like finger it, like do the old finger swipe.
Salami.
You know what I mean? To pop it in.
Oh God, Jeff, we've definitely talked about this before.
Should we do an episode on Jell-O shots?
Jell-O shots, fingering Jell-O shots.
We've talked about this.
Yes, Jeff, I have a soundbite saved called Jeff with the Jell-O shots or something. I'll play it next episode.
All right.
I know I have it. I catalog
I'm excited
our best moments.
All right, ghosts of future past.
I know.
We are now going to play the supposed soundbite of me saying Jell-O shot, the same bit. And don't you agree, like there's no sexy or sophisticated way to really eat a Jell-O shot. You got to be gross and you just got to get in there and you got to slurp around with your tongue.
I think it's
you got to like inhale it. down your
they
throat.
Get the bottom of the cup with it. Yep, everything. Andrea. You just got to get in there. Get in that little chakra.
What do you think of the guys and gals who like rip it open then? And then like just get every last morsel out of that thing. Is that a little much?
You know what? It is a little too much. You better be careful they don't slice their tongue right open.
Yeah, I know. Those mini little plastic cups can bite back.
Ooh,
I did not do fingering the shot.
No, but you still talked about working your way into a Jello shot.
Emily, I hate to say I am correct. And that's no, I believe that I did not repeat that bit. It was inspired by the same bit. Yes, I have
you
various
have
go-to bits, and I sometimes forget what I say on this show. I talk a lot for a living. I put a lot out there. I have a lot of output, Emily. Very little rest.
And very little input. That's
I got all the mamas queued up.
Oh, good.
Right. How was your week? Tender kitties. This week.
All right. Go ahead, Emily. Let's hear about all your adventures.
Okay. First adventure that was such a pleasant surprise was the last TV show I worked on, which was called Utopia. It was on Amazon. Gillian Flynn, the famous author, was the wonderful showrunner for it. Great experience. But my boss, my direct boss, who is a director, his name is Toby Haynes. Emmy nominated, like legit, like nighttime Emmy nominated. So don't
But he didn't win it. So
he
it doesn't
didn't
matter.
Win it, but you know what?
If
he got
a tree
close.
Falls in the wood and nobody's there to hear it, does it make a sound?
Oh, good point. But anyway, he put me in a couple scenes for shits and giggles.
I remember
okay?
these scenes. You were a unicorn.
I was dressed like a unicorn fangirl.
Do you have any footage of this that we can post up for people to see?
I have the unedited footage.
Yeah, let's throw it up there.
Oh, Lord. Okay, so you could see me screaming, which wasn't used at all. I literally said like one or two lines, and that was it. And was it far in the background?
You know how many like struggling, hustling actors would die for this part like this, like the unicorn with two lines?
That was a day where we had like 300, 400 extras that day. And they all looked at me like they wanted to eat and devour and kill me.
Like a Jello shot.
They were so...
Slurpy. Finger swipe and slurp.
Exactly, because I'm no actress, and I never claimed to be. But you know what? It was a fun thing to do. I got to dress up, and I got two checks from SAG.
Oh, shut up!
This week for residuals.
How much, Emily?
It was like after taxes, like $700 total.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, that's nice. So collectively, they're each for $700.
No, one was like $500. One was $200. But yeah, I was like, talk about mailbox money. I thought like, you know, people who have
did Michael make that sign? You had to sign the checks over to him?
No. What do you
so you got to pay the kitty.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You got to pay the VIG.
That how it works. What's a VIG?
VIG. It's juice. VIG.
Oh, wow.
Percentage.
Right. Well, wait.
For
decade was that from?
Oh, Jesus. You're such a hillbilly.
You're a face f***er. No, I got to cut that. Mom will hate that. I'll bleep it. So that was really fun, and I was very excited about it. I texted a picture of the check to my boss, my old boss, Toby.
That's
and
great.
I was like, thank you.
So happy. This will pay for some of that couch, I bet, that tasty couch.
100%.
I did reach out to my contact at Mattress from
How'd
back.
That go? It's
like
all right.
2 weeks ago, too.
It's okay.
I'm not
you know,
happy
we don't,
about
it's,
it.
Oh, all right.
No, it's fine. But it's like the person I dealt with was like a salesman in a store, in their flagship store in the city. So listen. Hook up anybody sell mattresses out there? Hook this poor girl up. She's been sleeping on her college futon for about 18 years.
No.
It's covered in, it looks like a pancake batter factory.
This is not true. This is untrue.
Michael won't even go on it.
No,
Michael sleeps in the bathtub in the studio.
We sleep on Mike's mattress.
Do you ever sleep on top of Mike?
On top of him? No.
You know what I mean? I'm saying like he lays on his back and then you lay on your back on him.
No,
you got to try that.
No,
seems like you guys are close enough.
We are close.
So in
but
love.
It's you know, but we're I don't sleep on top of him.
But not in like a, you know what I'm talking about. I'm just painting a picture for our audience here because that's how excited you guys are celebrating over this beautiful check. I'm really happy
no,
for
that's
you.
Not how it's what
it's
it was
free
just
money.
A nice, hey, exactly.
It's
something I forgot about that was like, what? I'm still SAG eligible. So, you know, we'll see.
Why do you have to, what's two crazy nights? I need to know about this two crazy
okay.
nights.
Okay. So
okay,
Mike and
keep
I,
going.
Mike and I had plans two nights in a row with two different couples, like double dates. And both nights turned into unexpected bangers. Like, we're talking like shots, whoa, getting weird, dancing with a drag queen.
How did the night start? What was the catalyst?
Dinner for both, civilized dinners.
Wait, what dinners. Do you mean? You ate dinner and that just launched into a 2-day rager? A bender?
It wasn't a bender. We took breaks in between. It was
like sleeping?
Yeah. And then during the day, did errands, you know, we're human beings. Night one, we went to this great Mexican restaurant called Old Pueblo. And they had a mariachi band there.
Yes.
Jeff, it was a family band.
Was there like children's?
Like 11-year-old girl. I'm telling you, sounded like a young Selena.
You love Selena.
And we know I love Selena. She sang like an angel. So, like, I was so impressed that after they had done their set, I went up to her and I was like, girl, you got perfect pitch. I'm like, your voice is beautiful. And I talked to her dad. I was like, you should be so proud. I'm like, this is what I wish we had as a family.
Yeah. We talked about it last week. We don't have it, Emily.
I know.
That's mostly yours and Frank's fault.
I know.
That's all I'm going to say.
Hey, but you know what?
But did you follow that compliment with like a 20, double sawbuck?
Oh, yeah. I gave him money.
What'd you give him?
I gave him 10.
That's pretty good for a mariachi family.
Right?
Do you think they split that? How many were
there? I don't know. There were other people in the restaurant. I'm not freaking...
No, not... How much did the family split? How many people were in the family?
Four. Three or four.
That's 2 1/4 each. It's not bad from Emily Morrow.
Stop
she's,
it.
She's rolling. She got the SAG money.
I got the SAG money.
She's going out. 2-day bangers. Michael's just her... You're a sugar mama. He's your sugar baby. And you guys are going around town eating at all the family mariachi band
establishments. It was Mariachi Monday. It was awesome. It was delicious food, too.
So what time did you end Monday night?
All I know is that it was one of those nights we went to dinner, went to a bar afterwards, and let's just say I don't remember the time I spent at home after the bar.
I can't.
Like, there was just a lot of shots, a lot of drinks.
Was it just you and Michael?
One of his best friends and his girlfriend, and the four of us just, you know, just going ham. It was
who's the friend with the nickname again?
Florida.
Florida. Florida Mike?
Yeah, no, his name is Alex. His name is Alex, but...
Was Florida there?
Florida was there, and his new girlfriend, Paige. She was lovely. We had a blast.
Wouldn't it be great if the new girlfriend's name was Georgia? Florida Georgia Lounge.
Oh, man.
Okay, boom. Shots. You don't remember. You went to bed. You woke up. You're like, we got to do this again.
No, I thought it was going to be an easy dinner with another couple. Colton and Valentina.
Jeepers,
Valentina's
creepers.
From South Africa.
South Africa.
South Africa.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, very interesting.
Very exotic.
And I know. Look at freaking... I'm a woman of the world.
Woman of
the
night.
No. And
did you bring your own townhouse to the ramen bar?
No. Zero crackers. No crackers involved.
Not even Ritz Bits?
No Ritz Bits. That would have been so good, though. That's what it was missing.
Like, can I get a meat hammer here? Just crush this sleeve while it's still in the package?
Oh, delicious.
Okay,
that's the best way to do it.
Ramen turned into what? Strip clubs?
No.
Bangers?
Drag queen bingo.
Oh, of course. Did they sing for real or do they lip sing?
No, it was just bingo. But we didn't even play bingo, but then we just stayed and did a bunch of shots. It was a whole thing.
When I went to Ann Burrell's wedding, they had drag king karaoke. It's just extra sassy.
It's extra sassy, extra fun.
That's fun. I like bingo. Adult bingo is fun. Very underrated.
It is a good time.
Okay,
it's the kids
that played bingo.
Mess it up.
You got hammered there. You're doing shots, I assume. Were you really?
Yeah, and then the next day, I was not feeling bueno.
So what'd you do the rest of the week? Have you drank since?
No, I've been off the booze.
No, I could
since.
Tell you didn't go out last night. I can usually tell when you had a night before the podcast.
Oh, really?
This is just what I do, but I'm in tune to you. I know everything.
That's
I know
creepy.
Everything about you. Thanks for asking me. Are you done?
Yeah, now I'm done.
Jeez,
you kept
Louise.
On asking me questions.
And that was literally 12 minutes, and it was only Monday and Tuesday.
I know. Those are two big days. The SAG check was a big deal.
That's a big deal. And you know what? Everybody's happy for you because you're happy yourself, Emily.
I am.
And that's fun. Hey, listen, I've dealt with unhappy Emily. Decades of unhappy Emily. And nobody wants that anymore.
Nobody likes unhappy Emily.
We support.
Emily.
Okay, Emily, thanks for asking.
Yeah, how was your week?
I went to do the Nick Cannon show, which I guess took over for the Wendy Williams show.
Wait, so it's
syndicated.
Not-
daytime talk show starring Nick Cannon.
The ex to Mariah Carey.
So I did two segments on there, which is a nice amount of time. We made grilled cheese. It was a whirlwind romance because I got there the night before And I left the evening up, but it was fun. It was good. It was great to work with. You know, he's got a lot of neck tattoos.
No, I did not.
I didn't know that until you get up close to him. He's a very snazzy dresser, if you've seen him, but he's a good TV host. He's a good host. I think he was confused by the grilled cheesing because, A, he does, I was told this like right before I went on, that he doesn't eat cheese.
Oh.
Just kind of set me
up
for
failure.
Is he
lactose intolerant?
You know, some people have their own things. I don't get in deep. But we got up there. It was fun. We had some laughs. I went to town and then it was running late. So this was almost in Harlem, right? On the island of Manhattan in New York City. So you're talking 147th and like the park.
Means
and we had to go
to
like
me.
All
nothing.
The way south to get to Jersey because I was flying out of Newark. It took 1 hour and 20 minutes to get to the airport. And all I had literally, Emily, was 1 hour and 19 minutes before they closed the door of the plane. If you know me, if you're in my family, you know I do not like to rush places.
Same here.
I do not like to be late. I don't need to be at the airport 2 hours. I don't care. I'll go 45 minutes before, but I'm in control of that. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I coordinate that myself. This was totally out of my control.
Oh, geez, Louise.
I didn't like rap until 1.5 hours after I was supposed to. It was crazy. It was so intense. I literally made it on the plane. And then I put my bag down. I had to pee really quick. And while I was tinkling, they closed the door of the plane.
Wow, that is cutting it close.
I walked in, there was nobody, it was crickets. And I'm like, oh my God. And then I walk on and then the male flight attendant was like, oh, it's you. And I'm like, hi, I'm sorry. I'm like, don't tell anybody. He's like, oh, I won't tell anybody it's you. And there's like three of them there. I'm like, no, don't tell anybody I was this late for a flight. I'm mortified. I'm like, I don't care if you tell the whole world. If you do an announcement, I'll do a demo at the front of the plane. I'm so happy to get home by 8:30.
Selfies for $5.
I don't care. I'm a hua.
Yes, you is.
I did that. And I also did the Rachel Ray Show, but I did that from our new office at the North American Culinary and Pizza Academy.
Ooh.
Where our office, we have a kitchen there. We have a show kitchen that we share with them and our warehouse and fulfillment. Finally kind of made that official this week by, you know, making some moves. But we've been working out of there for a couple of weeks. But now I can say we're officially there. It's such a joy. And I did the whole entire live with Rachel, who is so nice to me. Much like Trisha Yearwood, who, if you guys haven't heard our interview with Trisha from last week, please dial it up right now. It was a doozy. And she's also very so warm and complimentary. It's wonderful. Same thing. I'm just lucky to be liked by, you know,
important people.
But I don't kiss their ass. I believe on myself with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what they dig. But so I good TV appearances that aired this week. No, Nick Cannon doesn't air till March.
Oh, wow.
Mad on.
Did you tell Frank you were on it? Because Frank loves the movie Drumline.
No, I know he loves Drumline.
Oh.
I was texting him. Yeah, he's like, tell Nick I said hello.
Oh, of course.
I'm like, I'll get right on that bus.
Sweet.
Sweet baby Jesus.
All right, Jeff.
What was the best thing you ate this week? Oh, what was the best thing you ate this week? What?
Go ahead, Emily.
Oh, you want me to go?
Yeah.
So we went to RJ Grunt's, which is Let Us Entertain You's very
first restaurant. Supposed to have great wings there, too.
Really?
Yeah.
We didn't. Well,
and a great burger.
I had a patty melt because this was after one of my days and I needed something a little hungover. It was just cooked perfectly.
Tell us all about it.
Buttered
Describe
bun,
it.
Gooey cheese.
Okay.
Grilled onions.
Oh. What did you sauce it up with? Anything?
Dijon mustard that I found to be so spicy.
Ooh, too spicy.
It was a bite. It had a bite. I liked it.
You liked it because it cut through all that fat.
Ooh, and it went down so easy.
Now, was this a thick, medium cooked patty?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, it was pretty thick instead of like the two small baby patties. Is that what people do? Is that what you do?
No, traditionally patty melts are one big patty.
Well, it was one big patty.
And
big patty of love.
What kind of cheese?
American.
The only kind.
Ooh, it was so good.
Was it regular rye? Was it dark rye? With marble rye?
It was regular rye.
Okay.
Nice and buttered and crispy on the outside, but soft on the inside.
Shit.
And it whispered to me, Emily, eat me.
That's good, Emily. I don't think I could compete with that because I was searching for the last 2 days. I was traveling and I was going, but I gotta be honest.
What?
The turkey I made for Rachel Ray, which I broke down the turkey into pieces and roasted it that way,
mm-hmm.
with my dry brine, which is kosher salt, pepper, fresh rosemary and fresh thyme, and I rubbed it on their skin overnight, 24 hours, and then roasted it. It was excellent.
Ooh.
Then I brought it home with a gravy, and I made the gravy. And I'll, this is a little tidbit, little teaser. If your gravy is missing something after you put the drippings in there, do all the process, couple capfuls of sherry, boom, ties it all together. Oh. Or sherry vinegar, but I would start with one capful of sherry. Vinegar or sherry, you can do two capfuls, which I did, and it was excellent. It was so good. And then sometimes you just need turkey a week before the actual day.
And then a week after.
Yeah, exactly.
And then 2 weeks after. But you know that Sherry, she can kind of be a little biatch sometimes.
Okay, so Emily, I have a question for you.
Hey world, guess what? I just found something to watch.
Oh, so dirty.
All right, I'll start here. Knee deep, since I've been traveling, download off Netflix, is Narcos. Season 3, Narcos Mexico. I don't even know what they're
at.
They're all bleeding.
I still haven't watched that.
They're all bleeding into one. I love it. I just love it. I think there's great characters, and I think this is really a unique season compared to the other ones because it's getting into the journalism and it's getting into the police force, not actually having anything to do with drugs directly and actually like solving murders and stuff. I don't know, man. It's bananas. You got to pay attention because it's all subtitled in Spanish, but it's good for my Spanish game.
It's always good.
Now that we're studying a lot of Spanish in my house from last week's
I'll be like, yeah, lesson. Lorenzo, that's I remember that phrase from Narcos. They're
from Narcos.
Yeah, it's about the cocaína.
Cocaine. Tranquilo. I love it. Highly recommend it.
All right.
Oh, I give it.
Oh,
currently, I think I got one more episode left, so it's pretty, unless it all shits the bed, which can do, a la Midnight Mass, which we talked about.
Oh.
Emily, yes. I'm giving it currently 8.25 Johnny Giblets.
Mm-hmm. What is a Johnny Giblet?
It's a little giblets.
Oh, baby giblets.
That you
like
throw
it.
In a guy named Johnny.
Oh.
I just made it up right now, but in the spirit of Thanksgiving.
We'll go
Can
with
I change it? I'm giving it 8.25 after dinner drinks that you probably don't need.
Oh,
hey.
I like it.
I'm giving it, Emily, 8.25 11-year-old mariachi girls.
Oh, that's kind of creepy.
Yeah, it is. Let's go back to the other thing. Let's, we'll go. We workshopped it. We're doing the middle one.
The drinks.
The after dinner drinks
they probably don't need.
Okay.
All right.
I'm keeping current on all the other shows, but nothing's. Oh, Dope Stick. Finished Dope
Stick. Dope Stick.
Dope Stick.
It's a crazy hockey show. Dope Stick.
So finished Dope Stick. Finally, I needed to put it to rest and have some closure. And
likewise.
I did. Loved the ending. Loved it. Great stuff. For the whole series, I'm giving Dope Stick 8.47 after dinner drinks you probably shouldn't have. Yeah. Yep. Don't need or shouldn't have?
Shouldn't have. I don't know. It's both the same. It's a moot point.
Go.
So I also finished Dope Sick. Great ending to a great show. And that actually made me go back and watch Crime of a Century on HBO Max, which is a documentary about the opioid crisis.
Ooh, okay,
and it's like a bunch of that information from Dope Sick, they just pull from that.
No, I like that.
So it's all very based in reality and obviously. Very happy with how that ended. I wish there were more episodes.
Agreed.
I think I give it a 9.1 Thanksgiving after dinner drink you probably shouldn't have.
That you really want.
Really does
scratch
your itch. You're going to have anyway.
It's fine. I have it anyway.
I finally got completely caught up with The Morning Show, season 2.
Amazing.
On Apple Plus. You talked about it a while ago.
The Morning Show.
Yeah, The Morning Show. But I like how they do the reaction to COVID from a TV perspective, from a human perspective. Really took a deep look at cancel culture and what that means for humanity and the person who is being quote unquote canceled. It's an interesting perspective told in an entertaining way.
It's scary.
It's very scary because, you know, I don't know.
I'm a fart away from being canceled, Emily. This all can go.
Well, Jeff, I'll
but
protect
I've done nothing
you.
Wrong.
No, you haven't. You have no.
I'm pretty good.
Your skeletons in your closet are stupid.
Yeah, they're dumbass skeletons.
I know. It's like what? You dry hump somebody on a couch on shrooms.
Wait a minute. Who said that?
I don't know. I think you did once.
I dry hump somebody on shrooms?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, my God. I never did. No,
oh,
I had.
Oh, now this is going to make all the, this on Variety.
Listen, on Variety.
Oh, yeah. You're like, really? I watched a movie on Showtime.
I've heard of those.
Queen Pins.
Okay.
Which stars Kristen Bell and Kirby Howell Baptiste.
Oh, fucking Kirby Howell Baptiste. If I had a nickel for every time I said, color me a girl or Baptiste fan.
She's great. She's British, I believe.
No anyway, shit.
There are these two women who do this huge couponing scheme.
Oh,
they get in a ton of trouble with, you know, federally and with the Postal Service and Consumer Affairs. Vince Vaughn is in it.
Shut up.
It's really funny. And it's based off of a true story. Makes you want to whip out the coupons.
That sounds like right up my alley. I got to pack it in.
You will love
because
it.
Because holidays are coming up, and exactly. I plan on watching a ton. Plus, I've got an international flight coming up, too.
Ooh.
So I'm going to need some gear for that if you catch my drift.
Yes. Also saw another movie on Netflix, wow. Love Hard.
That's like the 90s in here. It's watching movies.
But on Netflix. Which is a romantic comedy holiday movie.
Oh, Sarah watched it. No, I watched it. Wait, what happened in it?
It has Nina Dobrev, who is in Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, and she goes to the guy, catfish.
She gets catfished.
We watched it.
It's cute and it's funny.
That's how disposable some of these movies are. I watched it 4 days ago. They have like zero recollection of the title.
It has a confusing message because it kind of shows like, catfishing, works out in the end for the catfisher.
So all the teenagers listening out there, young adults, catfish
don't
your
do
way
it.
To love like Emily did.
Oh, I did not
yes,
catfish
you did.
My way to love.
It's magic hour. Sauvage.
Stop it.
Michael,
it worked.
It did work. Now
I sleep on top of him.
It's true. But not in like, not belly to belly.
No.
You're back to his butt. You're back to his belly. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's a review of the day. When it make my face melt with your five-star review.
Okay, we got this one. Emily, I'm going to read it because it's about me. Oh. This one came to us from Nick Baxter. Emily, it's 5 stars. I'm looking at him right now.
Yeah.
That's proven right there. You can't Photoshop that. And the title is exactly
Probably
what I
could.
Was looking for. I came over after hearing Jeff on the Hot Dog is a Sandwich podcast.
Wow.
Did you hear that one? Did you listen to that one?
I did not.
I'm a food truck owner and a Food Network fan. All right. I spent 5+ hours listening to podcasts while I prep, cook, and clean every day. Over the last 6 months, I've gone back and listened to most of the old episodes and look forward to the new shows every week. Love the authenticity. Thank you, guys. Review of the day. Thank you so much, Nick, for doing the good work.
And going
there.
Back and listening, discovering us and going back to the catalog. I love it.
And that's what we can all learn from this, right? This is a weekly podcast. We give you fresh content every week.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just, we have a lot of episodes now, Emily. What, 169?
No, 61.
And we invite you to go listen to guess what I was doing yesterday in the car? Because on my Spotify, my Apple CarPlay, I go to Spotify, my podcast pops up. You know, as it usually does every week when a new episode drops, Thursdays, 9 a.m. Central.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to the first couple ones from the beginning.
Oh, did you?
We've come a long way.
I was like a scared little deer in the woods.
Thank you so much, Nick Baxter,
so close
for your...
to me.
Yeah, you were really green.
I was
wet behind
real
the
scared.
Ears. Real wet behind the ears.
Oh.
It's time, Emily.
Mama, mama, it's IGQ&A.
Mama. Listen, it is time, Emily. This is what everybody wanted, is all your questions and queries and quandaries that we're going to read out to you.
So I have, of course, categorized all of these questions. Jeff, you're going to have to answer most of them because I don't know the answers.
Okay, how about you ask the questions
okay.
And I'll do the answering. Go.
And so this category is turkey time. Hi, from Randy Casuto.
Ooh.
You featured an air fryer roasted chicken breast on Saturday's episode on The Kitchen.
Turkey breast.
What did I say? Oh, turkey breast.
It's fine.
Okay.
Casuto, screwing Casuto, up again.
Hey, whatever.
Come on, Wendy.
She's in the tribe, though. You used a 2 to 3 pound breast, which was seared skin side down for 5 minutes, then flipped and roasted for approximately 35. I would love to do this on Thanksgiving, but wondered if you can please let me know how long to cook a 7 to 8 pound breast.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Love your show.
All right, let's do a little math here. I would say about an hour and a half for that 7 to 8 pound breast, but guess what?
What?
Time is not the measurement here. It's temperature, guys. We say it all the time. Get an instant read thermometer, a digital one with the real thin, almost hypodermic probe that you can stick into that without mucking up the fibers of that beautiful meat and letting all the juices out. Get a good thermometer, take it to 155 and let it rest for 10, 15 minutes. Especially 7 to 8 pound breast is a big breast.
Oh, yeah.
You can definitely let that rest for an hour. It'll still stay warm, but just take it to 155. So, but aim, give yourself about an hour and a half to 2 hours to cook that beast.
I like it.
You're welcome.
I love cooking a beast.
You're welcome, Randy.
You're welcome.
Send the thank you cards directly to Emily. Her new address.
Stop it.
Is 143 not Studio Lane.
Oh, so funny. So funny. So this one, this is all about some math. So Jeff, you might need to put out your old turkey calculator. This is from La Senora Williams. When do I take my turkey out to thaw? 14 pounds.
14 pound turkey, you need at least 2 to 3 days in the fridge.
Okay.
Easily.
After being frozen.
Exactly.
Do you buy all turkeys frozen?
No, there's plenty of fresh turkeys available. That's
straight from the farm.
Straight from the farm.
Gobble, gobble. Okay, this is from Lucille Perez. How long do you cook a 16-pound turkey and at what temperature? My first time.
All right, so the adage is at 350 degrees, it's about 13 to 15 minutes per pound. So you do the math. Let that be your ceiling. But again, instant read thermometer, thickest part of the breast, 155. Thickest part of the thigh, you can take the thigh to about 160, 165. Mm. 155 on the breast. What else we got, Emily?
From What's Up Bud 73. How long to brine a 17-pound turkey?
24 hours. I think after that, it gets a little cumbersome.
Okay. This is from Cunmeat Cakes. How to keep a huge 20-plus-pound turkey moist.
Oh, that's like a big turkey, man. That's a lot. It's pretty much like a wildebeest. You brine it for at least 24 hours, and you cook it to the correct temperature. Don't open the oven a lot. Don't crowd the oven with it. I don't think you can fit any. I don't know what kind of oven you have, but 20-pound turkey is going to take up most of the space in there. But you want to make sure there's no butter things. There's no. Just cook it 350, not too hot. Cook it to 155 and let it rest. A 20-pound turkey you can let rest for 90 minutes.
Oh, wow. Exciting.
Don't overcook it. That's the only way.
All right. Jeff, you're like getting all heated up.
But a huge 20-pound turkey, I would avoid wet brining and just do a dry brine. Look it up. I'm coming over.
Okay. From Bubblefish 24.
Bubblefish.
My turkey never defrosts in time. Bullshit if it takes 24 hours for 4 pounds.
That's why give yourself 3 days or buy a fresh turkey. I get it. Sometimes your fridges are so packed that there's no air moving around. So you have cranberries and boysenberries and schnozberries and winkleberries. You have all these berries everywhere, plus lettuces, bread stuff, creams, coddled creams, puddings. All these things taking up precious real estate, and there's no airflow, and your turkey's sitting in there. I know. Try to get a fresh turkey if you can. Give yourself time. We know this, folks.
Maybe put it on the screened-in porch.
Yeah.
I don't know. No one should do anything I say about meat.
Don't sue me, dude.
I know. This is from Donna Durbin. Is it safe to thaw the turkey in cold water?
I mean, if it's like wrapped up and you got the time and the space, yes. It's cold water always. You don't want it like bare skin on there. You want it like in the cryovac or in the plastic airtight wrap that comes in. You don't want it like that. You don't want to run cold water directly on the turkey skin and meat.
Yeah, so treat it like a person.
Yep. Wrap her up before you throw her in the deep end.
I know. Forever in my heart. That's the name of the person. Or the, you know, whatever. Does it make the breast juicier if you cook the turkey breast side down?
I've done this before. I think it's yes. I think you can have really good results, but it's negligible at the end. And it's a lot of work. And it's hot. And it's turkey juices spilling. Because you eventually have to flip the turkey again.
Oh, Lord.
To get a little love to the other side and get that skin golden. No, don't do it. It works, but I don't think it's worth it in the end.
This is from Susie Quate.
Her.
Should you baste your turkey?
Nah, I don't know. No, what are you doing? Like, what happens if I baste your skin while you're tanning, Emily? Are you going to get, you know, juicier inside?
What are you basting
it
with? If it was like with some tanning oil, some lotion, that would be
nice. That's because it's protecting you from the sun rays, from the UV lights. But if I was, if you were, like, that doesn't replace drinking water while you're outside in the sun.
No, it doesn't.
So think of it that way. You know, you're not like just laying it on the skin is just dribbling off the skin. It might give you a little more browning, might aid in that. But what you're doing definitely is opening that oven, letting all the heat out. Then it's got to start over again. Then the oven cycles on and you're going to get uneven heating. Don't do it. Just let it be, bro.
And great analogy, Jeff.
Thank you. Came out top of the dome, Emily.
Excellent work. This is from Cindy Helms.
Oh, shit.
Should I put stuffing into my turkey or not?
I don't know. It kind of skeeves me out.
Like with the innards.
I'm going to say no, because then there's a whole temperature issue. And if that stuffing doesn't get up to 170... there's juicy turkey bits in there that don't get up to 170, and you have yourself a potential issue. So omit it and make a big, your 9x13 casserole dish of stuff in there, Helms, Cindy. Ooh.
All right, this is from Mamaloff 8. Smoking turkey on Traeger. Do I need to brine? And if so, for how long?
Ooh, yeah, brine. I brine the turkey, but you can even do a dry brine. Wet brine is great. Again, overnight minimum, whether you're dry brining or wet brining. I like the dry brine again because you don't have to submerge it in some vessel filled with water or a cooler or whatever. Dry brine,
you'll
get almost the same results. You'll get crispier skin, which is good when you're smoking the turk.
This is from Mike Board 81. Best way to make bulk gravy.
bulk gravy.
Bulk gravy.
Before I hit the gym. GNC presents bulk gravy, now with nitrogen. Best way to make bulk gravy, right? It's a tablespoon of fat per tablespoon of flour. That's your start with the roux. So 8 tablespoons in a stick of butter, then you got 8 tablespoons of flour.
Wow.
So what you want to do is figure out that, like, so you could do a pound of butter, and basically I think it would be a cup of flour maybe. And I don't know if those are correct measurements, so check me on the math. I know the tablespoon is equal, part to part, equal. You start with that, and then you make sure you have enough stock, because that'll get thick quick. You want to make sure you have enough drippings. Pour it all in there. Don't get all fancy. Get good chicken stock or turkey stock, and you got to have at least a gallon, almost 4 of those boxes of stock ready to go.
Wow.
Warm when you're making your stuff.
Warm stock.
And just go. Go. Start with half the roux. You can always whisk in half the other roux.
Great information here. From Maureen Smith, how long would you smoke a 10-pound shank ham? What's a shank ham?
Like, you got the shank and bone-in ham. I mean, the ham's already cooked. You just want to glaze it up, smoke it up. I would do, I'd do 6 hours. About halfway through, start shellacking it up with the sugary sauce.
Hmm.
I think you can make a nice deep scores into there, too, to get the hatch marks. Penetration of the smoke throughout the ham. Count me a fan.
We are playing the wrong music for that. All right, this is Devil Dog 2025. When you rest your turkey, do you cover it or leave it uncovered?
I leave it uncovered just because I don't want to compromise that crispy skin. It's fine. It'll hold its thing.
Okay. From Rachel Fuller, I want to make most things ahead. How do I warm everything in the oven at once?
I don't know, bro. That's up to what, I don't know what you're making. I wouldn't advise that. Or would ever warming everything up at once if it's more than 3 different things. Oh, you're not going
to
fit it.
She had a second part to this that I missed. Can it be at the same temp if tin foil is over it?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, if it's already cooked, if you're just warming it up, you're warming it up.
Yeah. From Pumpkin J01, it's my first time cooking turkey. I have no idea what I'm going to do. Well, I think we got some good turkey tips.
Hey,
I think we covered a lot.
Listen, you could press rewind a couple more times. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
Don't overthink it. It's a turkey. It's just a big-ass chicken.
That has a little bit more personality.
And if you have an instant-read thermometer and you take the temperature every couple, 20 minutes, boom, done. You got it.
Don't rush it. Don't open the oven.
Yep, exactly. All right, what's the next category, Emily?
Sides.
Ooh, I love sides.
All right. We had a couple questions about this. Need your ma's make ahead mashed potato recipe, please.
I posted it on my thing. Just Google Jeff Morrow mashed potatoes on Food Network.
Yeah. And
or by also, come on over, which is the best version.
I also have, or we have a recipe on our website, which I will post in the show notes.
Great.
Okay, done. This is from Hey Girl Nancy. Should you heat the cream, milk, and butter before you add it to the mashed potatoes?
Oh, yes, most definitely. The butter, not so much, but the cream and milk should be warm into the warm potatoes, and the butter will find its way to be melted.
Ooh, I love it. This is from Lisa B., Mother of Girls.
Of girls.
Hi, Jeff. Mashed potatoes give me anxiety. Can I really make your mamas ahead of time?
100%. Doing it for decades.
Yep.
Next.
True story.
Question.
Liz Koss, 52. Favorite pasta to use with mac and cheese? Thanks and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Well, if you're not going to just go super tradish, elbows, I would go a cavatappi. I love the little corkscrew.
Ooh, those are yummy.
They're fun. They're thicker. They hold their shape better. They stay al dente longer better. And they got a little... You know, they're hollowed out, so they catch all that sauce. I like a cavatappi or a rotatori, which is the radiator-shaped pastas. Those are fun.
Those are fun. Those are a party in a pot. This is from Millen Mom. What are the best veggies to roast on a sheet pan after taking the turkey out?
Well, why not roast your veggies while you're roasting the turkey? Peel your giant carrots, leave them there whole. Throw some celery on there for flavor, quarter an onion, but also put a parsnip. Have it, if it's a real thick one, just peel it and let that sit under the bird, elevating the bird. You don't need a roasting pan. It'll fortify your drippings for your gravy. And then you have some nice roasted root vegetables under there.
Yummy. This is from Islek 75. Ideas for sides that are out of the ordinary, but easy.
How about this? Make ahead perfect. Lasagna. We have lasagna a lot of times.
Lasagna for Thanksgiving? Jeff, are you mad?
Do it. Do it. You All can make right. it ahead. You can cook it, and it stays hot for like 3 hours, so you can do your other things.
All right. This is from Leanne Bradbury, 14. What is your and your wife's favorite Thanksgiving side dish?
I am a stuffing guy, for sure.
What
and
kind?
I like rolls. You know, I'm going to say rolls. Sarah makes fresh rolls.
The Parker rolls.
Yep, and we're making them this year. We just did a new batch, a new recipe, and that with some honey butter.
Oh,
Madonna me.
It is so
good.
That's
all I need, baby.
We made them last year, or Mike made them. I watched him make them.
Oh, I should have had him do this.
Well,
now we're going to do it nice and fresh. It's hard to transport.
Okay. So now we're on to appetizers. This is from Lake Girl Ash. Okay. So if you suggest only one appetizer for hosting, how do you choose the best app?
Well, I think a nice something even, you know, like veggie, crunchy. Charcuterie is always good. A nice big crudité with a dip. Then maybe something bready on the side, like my sausage bread. Or I'm going to do this year, Emily, brie and croûte. So
croûte?
With honey jardinera on top.
Oh,
when
I'm
it comes
all,
out warm, some on a beach. Something that, a couple things. Not just one. I'll say two. How about this year? Splurge. We've all made it another year.
I know.
Have two appetizers, but no more than three.
Don't do it. You know, Mike's going to make stuffed mushrooms.
That's nice.
I know, right?
That's nice.
It's going to be good.
Is that for appetizers?
Or appetizers.
Is that for, can I serve them for main course if I want?
You could do whatever you want with
them. Your damn rent's my house.
When I talked to Sarah, she said to appetizer, but fine.
I'm the boss.
You whatever you want.
Television star.
All right. Just a couple more questions here. This is about desserts.
Yeah, hit me up.
All right, from Bradeline, Brad Eileen, I don't know. How far in advance can I roast pumpkin for pumpkin pie?
Dude, I don't know.
Get out of the can,
Get
right?
Get out of the can.
Even I know that.
Get the organic pumpkin out of the can. Libby's, it's the best.
Don't do it. Don't do roasting
I've
pumpkin.
I've never roasted a pumpkin in my life, nor will I ever.
Yowzers.
But I would say you could probably do it a day. I mean, that's pretty... You got to think of like the more liquid is in something, the less the shelf life of it.
Yeah.
Especially something extremely perishable like the inside of a pumpkin. Once you start mixing it around, I would say no more than a day.
Okay. From A. Bennett, 9515. Your brownie pecan pie, making day before. How do I store it?
Yeah, you make it the day before for sure. It's a brownie pecan pie. I would store it just a little, wrap it up. Little.
Put it in the fridge or put it on the counter?
I don't know what to do. What? Do a little parchment on top. And then wrap it in plastic, leave it out.
Okay.
Yeah, room temp. It's not like a cream pie. It's a brownie with a pecan.
Well, that's why they're asking the question, Jeff. That's,
no, I'm telling you, you're questioning my answer.
I never question you. And you know what? That's it.
That's it, huh?
That's it for our Thanksgiving Q&A.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Jeff, it's time to call Mom and Aunt Pat. ham cakes and pat cakes.
Okay, are they going to be? What have they been doing all day? That's what. You know what? I'm going to save it. All
right, they've been. I got a photo.
Oh, cheapers! Here we go. We're ringing, Emily.
Woo!
Hello.
Uh-oh! It's that time we've all been waiting for.
What do you want for breakfast? I want ham cakes with lots of syrup. What do you want for dinner? I want Pam steaks with all the fixin'. Oh, oh, Pinot Grigio, it's bad taste, baby, and it's out of control. Oh, oh, Pinot Grigio, it's bad taste.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Aunt
hey,
Pat.
We're
is,
here.
Is Aunt Me Pat there?
Hi.
Hi, Aunt Pat. Welcome to Come On Over.
Oh, we're having fun.
So they're at the Jersey Shore. You're talking right now to my mother, Pam, of course, who you've heard a lot of times on this podcast. But for the first time, this is the premiere of our Aunt Pat, who, Mom, you guys are first cousins, correct?
That's right.
And
since we were born,
since you were both born, you were officially, it was dubbed as such, that first cousins, lifelong
besties,
besties and first cousins. But
right.
Aunt Pat was one of our very few relatives that lived out of state, out of the Chicagoland area. So she lives in Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, but has a lovely little place on the Jersey Shore. So we used to spend, we've talked about
yes,
these trips
yeah, we've
as
talked
kids.
Jeff and the jet ski situation.
All that fun stuff.
All that, but we've talked about it so many times.
So here you are, Mom. You're back at the Jersey Shore with Aunt Pat, yucking it up. What did you guys do today?
Well, today we woke up. Aunt Pat had a little quiche Lorraine in the freezer.
Ooh.
We pulled that out. Then we went to
Cape May.
We went to Cape May. We took a ride to lovely little Cape May, and we shopped and shopped and lost something, found something, you know, all kinds of stuff.
What did you lose?
I managed to lose a few things.
Yes, I did, but I recovered them.
What did you lose?
No, I left what bag one place, and I
oh, geez.
And then we got our bags because this is Girls Weekend at the Sea Isle City.
I love Seattle
so
City.
At the Chamber of Commerce to get our free Girls Weekend badge.
I'm showing it to Jeff right now.
Ooh, look at that.
Show
a nice
it to him. Show it to him.
A very lovely tote. What a color, too. You can't miss you guys. I'm sure. I bet you wish you had this before you lost the items today because you're not going to lose this.
So the story was that we went and picked our bag up, which had absolutely nothing in it. We thought we were going to be getting some treats, you know. Lois thought she was going to get some treats. Anyway.
So there's nothing of value inside this bag,
no,
I
no,
take it.
No, Emperor is flat as a pancake. So I said to her, let's go to Wawa. Stop it. What, remember Wawa?
Love it.
What's Wawa?
Oh, it's they're like White Hen Pantry. Like they're like, but it way better. You can get gas and unbelievable sandwiches there.
Ooh.
White American cheese, the best. And pepperonis.
So I go into Wawa and get a few things. Come out and come in the car. It's like, where's my bag? Where's my green bag?
Oh, no.
I was obsessed with this stupid bag.
Do you know where it was?
Guess where it was.
Where?
In the middle of the street. It had already been run over.
Oh, Mommy.
Well, it's a beautiful bag. We're going to post a picture of this bag in the show notes
yeah.
here. My favorite part of the bag is the giant font of Made in China under Girls Weekend.
Let me see.
It's very exotic, this Girls Weekend.
Ooh, I love it.
Ooh, la, ooh. La.
Well, one other thing that your mom did, okay? She was bringing me Chicago popcorn from the airport.
Yes.
And she left it in the airport.
Oh. Mom.
Garrett?
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
Mom, I'm worried.
Then I pick her up at the airport in Philly, and she has a scarf around her neck, and she gets in the car, and there's no scarf. So, goodbye.
Wait, yes. Did you find the scarf?
No, scarf is missing, too.
Oh, man. So, when you went shopping, what did you miss, place?
The bag.
Well, no. First, I bought something in one of these stores, I left that in the bathroom.
See, I knew there was something else, Emily.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let me do a little investigative journalism here.
Oh, wow, reporting.
She's always the one that loses things, but today it was me. So
wow, trifecta. I think, you know what? You should just get a little backpack, Mom, and put everything in your little backpack and then zip it up.
A fanny pack, something you strap onto your middles.
A little, you know, like a little, those little carries for babies.
Yeah, like a papoose.
Yeah.
I bet all those shirt stores there on the boardwalk will sell some mighty fine fanny packs for
you. Oh, yeah, for sure.
From Seattle City.
Ask Aunt Pat where we're going in the morning. Oh. Ask Aunt Pat.
Where are you going in the morning?
We are going to a PJ party, a pajama party at 8 a.m. at Kick's Bar and Lounge.
Oh, wow.
And we are going to have Bloody Mary and mimosas and do a little dancing and maybe singing a little karaoke.
Oh, my God.
At 8 a.m.?
In the morning.
You too.
Wow, I'm kind of jealous. That sounds so much fun.
Oh, man. Pammy Cakes and Patty Cakes together, 8 a.m., crushing bloodies. Wait a minute. So wait, what's tonight then? Is tonight chill?
We're going to figure that out after dinner.
Well, the ladies are coming in. They've been piling in for girls' weekends around here.
Oh, man.
So I don't know. We'll see what happens. We're going to have a little dinner and see what happens.
So last night when you guys called me pretty deep into the Pinot Grigio, you had mentioned that you were fearful that you guys would be the oldest ladies there. Have you seen what is the age range of this girls' trip?
I would say it's 45 and above. Oh, at the Chamber of Commerce where we picked up our green bags.
Chamber of Commerce, man.
What a
or whatever it was, the Welcome Center. It seemed like there was a good mix. We'll have to see.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
But wouldn't you rather be the most mature in age there in a bunch of young, fun people tomorrow at 8 a.m. for the PJ party?
Oh, wow.
Rather than like some people rolling up, you know, that might be with the walkers and the things. You don't want that.
No, we could go get by me at Atlantic City.
Exactly. You guys want to... So what is the official name of this weekend? What is it called?
Girls Weekend in Seattle City.
And did you get a lanyard?
Oh, I wish we had.
Oh, no. That would get that would attach to like a passing by bus and it would choke you to that. You'd lose that in the most extreme way possible. I think Aunt Pat should hold your wallet, Mom.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to hold her hand and make sure that I have all the bags too when she shops.
Please, that's money lost. And maybe I suggest this, one more suggestion in the great Morrow fashion. I've got a suggestion.
Oh.
How about, you know, when you see people, like Europeans traveling internationally and they have the thing around their neck that holds their passport and their ID in cash, why don't you walk around all weekend with one of those around your neck? A nice beige color.
They have ones like that you strap on under your shirt, around your tum-tums.
Yeah, like a harness, almost like a harness.
Yeah, and it keeps your back straight.
How about this? Aunt Pat, why don't you invest, you know, you have two granddaughters. I bet they still have the you know, like the monkey backpacks with the tail that's a leash? You can hold on to my mom with a leash the whole weekend. You could drag her around girls' weekend.
Wow.
This is fun.
I know.
Wow, man, I didn't even know. See, I knew it was going to. We're gonna go off on a little tangent.
I thought it'd be a good time. So we should get back to what this is all about.
There she is, producer Petunia.
Oh, yes.
There she is.
Well, so I know we talked about this.
Hey, Aunt Pat, how's Joe doing? Yay. How's Joe Stella doing, your husband?
Hey, Joe at 82 is doing great.
Is he still in the fireworks game every 4th of July or what?
He retired from that a few years ago.
Oh, good. Thank God. And he still has all his fingers, too. That was I was like, man, this guy's in the fireworks game. He's still got both hands. So, yeah, I guess it's not true then. You'll blow your fingers off.
Oh, it's totally true.
Well, please tell him I said hello. Tell my cousin Richie I said hello and I miss him. I was always thankful for having you guys, you know, getting a little taste of the East Coast and Jersey Shore, which is uncommon for Midwesterners to get a taste of that at a young age. So that's what I'm thankful for this year is you, Aunt Pat, and Uncle Joe and Cousin Richie. Not my mother.
No.
She's too forgetful.
But what are you guys thankful for that
she blew it.
I did.
She blew it.
What are you guys, tell us, what are you unexpectedly thankful for that you didn't know that you would be? Stop it.
I don't think you phrased that correctly.
Mother.
Jeff, you do it. This is why we had so many confused people.
What are you most unexpectedly thankful for this year, Mother?
Not this year, but
this year.
Shut up.
This year.
What? Okay, how about over the course of 14 years, what do you most unexpectedly, why does it matter? Because the sentence structure is better if you put the week in there. I've been writing this all week. What are you most unexpectedly thankful for this year?
Okay.
Trust me.
I'll allow it.
What I'm unexpectedly thankful for is...
Dad.
What?
Dad. No. Sorry.
Well, that's part of it. No, because of what went on over the last year and a half, I'll use the pandemic, you know. I'm very grateful for the ability to cope and maintain relationships, and relationships mean more to me now than they did 2 years ago. How about that one?
Oh, very good. Mom. Love it. Very good. How about you, Aunt Pat?
Gosh, you know, I'm going to sort of go down that pandemic route as well, because I think that we didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't know what was going to happen business-wise. We were scared to death, and I'm thankful that we did not get the virus.
So business-wise, you guys survived, right?
You know, we were open. We never closed. And I would say we were on the front line because, wow.
You still are.
So let me give the listeners a little background here real quick, because you're like an OG original McDonald's franchisee, correct? When did you open your first McDonald's franchise?
She's an owner-operator, Jeff.
Owner-operator. I don't know what I don't want to say that. I didn't know if I was going to get the hamburger police were going to come busting through my ceiling telling me that nobody owns these. We own them. I'm Ray Kroc, damn it.
The Hamburglar.
The Hamburglar comes and sucks my soul out of my face. So you're an owner-operator. When did you start, and how many restaurants are you at currently, Aunt Pat?
We have 9 restaurants right now, and my parents started in 1972, and I became an owner-operator, approved owner-operator, in the late 70s.
That's unbelievable. Everybody wants to know. The listeners are dying to know. What is your go-to McDonald's order, Aunt Pat?
Double cheeseburger,
ooh,
medium fries, and a pie.
Ooh, wow. Unsweetened iced tea. The pie. I'm surprised to hear that.
Wait, with an unsweetened iced tea, a little restraint showed in the iced tea. I like that. Well, this was a great thing about going to visit our cousin Richie and Aunt Pat and Joe out east, whether it be in Wilkes-Barre or the shore, is we'd always stop by at McDonald's at least once, usually 3 times, which me and my brother Frank never had a problem with. It was like whatever you want, which is like a kid's...
Oh, yeah.
A kid's dream. Even
all
in like
the Happy Meal toys.
All the Happy Meal
so
toys.
So many Happy Meal toys.
I mean,
toys.
You had them in your awesome. Trunk. You'd be like, open the trunk, and you'd open it and be like... Some of them were like 6 years old. I don't know where you got them from. They were dug. Some of them had dirt on them because I think they were dug up from a field. Obviously, we enjoyed spending time with you, going to the shore, going to the boardwalk, you know, playing skee ball and you know, boogie boarding. But man, it was those trips to McDonald's when we got to see inside the behind the curtain, inside the belly of the beast.
Well, it was all fun, and here I'm still having fun with her. How about that? How lucky am I, right? I'm
happy very lucky.
That. Aunt Pat is obviously very patient when it comes to the Morrow disposition because, you know, between me and my brother fighting and arguing all the time to you, Mom, losing everything and almost ruining the girls' weekend.
Yeah.
She's very patient.
But usually, to be honest, the shoe's usually on the other foot.
Yeah,
she's the one always moves up, but not this time. It's me.
Well, the weekend is young. I can't.
I know.
Well, we're just going to have a good time and enjoy being together and have a few laughs here and there. And that's what our plan is.
Taking care of each other, obviously.
God knows. We'll hang out. We're going to tether each other.
I'm serious.
Stay connected.
At least like the one rope with handles on it that you see the preschoolers walking down the city streets with.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe a wagon. Maybe you have Joe just drag you guys around in a little radio flyer wagon.
Nice big old wagon.
I'm sure
he would love that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
I wish I was good at Photoshop.
Well, I can't wait to see you soon, hopefully, Aunt Pat. When are you coming to town? Anytime soon?
We're hoping.
We're going to shoot to see each other every couple months, maybe. So we'll see. Now that we're getting older, you know.
Very
time
important.
Is limited, you guys. You guys have forever over there.
No, we don't.
Trust me. I don't. I'm just getting very old.
I know. So quickly.
I think I have consumption.
Oh.
I don't.
Who said that about consumption?
Consumption.
That was Jeff.
That was me.
That was Jeff, but...
Thought that was you, Emily.
Wow. I know. Usually I talk about having consumption.
Running a charity 5K for consumption, turkey trot.
Yeah, turkey.
It's just not talked about enough.
A consumption turkey trot.
I can't wait to see you on Thanksgiving, Mom. Maybe, I'm sure we'll talk when you're back home. But
yeah, I'll be back. But you guys, good job, and the enjoyed your thing with Trisha.
Wasn't she awesome?
Very,
she's cool.
Yes, she is.
I'm a lucky. Yeah. We're a lucky boy to get her on this
very
podcast.
Very lucky. Very lucky.
Auntie Pat said, "Happy Thanksgiving."
Happy Thanksgiving, Aunt Pat, and tell Joe and everybody we said hello and we love you guys, and we'll talk to you soon.
Love you guys. Hope this was good for you. Bye.
You're great.
Bye.
What do you want for breakfast? I want pancakes.
Well, there you go.
I know.
I mean, she has not even been there, what, 24 hours? And it sounds like it's a rip-roaring good time so far. She's losing a lot of stuff.
Well, you know, it's pretty on brand.
It is on brand for the both of them. But that's why they're two peas in a Pammy patty cake pod, Emily.
Oh,
it's
yeah,
time
yeah.
for our listener lightning round. Lightning round. All right, here we go. Emily, let's rock it hard.
Categorized it, of course. And these are people who really got what we are trying to do.
Okay. What are you most unexpectedly thankful for? These are the people that actually received the assignment, ingested it, and provided a correct answer. This is from Loving Mocha. A loud and rowdy class full of kiddos learning in person instead of online. Amen
to
that.
There you go.
I'm thankful for that too.
This is from Love Matt 81. The family togetherness that COVID brought about, bonding among my grown sons due to quarantine.
Oh yeah, it's probably from college to grown sons. Can you imagine what a good time that you never get to spend that kind of time with an adult child?
Party all the time.
Kathleen 3053. I flew to Chicago and drove to Indiana to see a concert, and I got hugs from the band.
Ooh, rough travel day turning into some tenderness.
It's a Skinner cover band.
I know, right?
They all had COVID. No, I'm
wonder
kidding.
What band. This is from M. Moore 3. Quit my job of 15 years that I so loved, but it was ruining me. I am teaching and in a better place now.
Oh, yeah. See? Yeah. Making changes.
Making change.
Probably otherwise wouldn't have made, given the circumstances. Judy M. 98. For being 59 years old, never thought I'd live this long with kidney disease. 2 transplants.
Wow.
Well, we're happy you're here with us, Judy, listening. Thank you.
Yes, this is from RLA Claire. Being an essential worker and staying healthy all year.
Like my Aunt Pat just said, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were on the front lines providing meals for people at a very affordable price. That's what McDonald's does. I love it. And they were frontline workers.
They were. They were there
and they
the
stayed
whole
healthy
time.
The whole time. God bless. Jim Cooks Good Food says, 2 small children? Question mark.
Nicole D, 11:30. That I learned to love being alone.
Wow.
Huh.
Emily was alone for so many decades.
I was. And
she never learned to love it.
Stop it. I know
Bex,
I did.
T614.
Awesome being alone.
Going to the office. Right?
Right. Hey.
Hey. I go to the office every day now. I like it too.
Chef loves the office.
But I haven't had an office in 10 years, so I'm happy just to have an office now.
Wow.
And to go back to.
You just like it when people call you sir.
It's true.
Yeah. This is from Tzionola XO. I am thankful I had the chance to work from home. Spent so much time with my baby girl.
Ooh, my baby girl
Ooh,
knows
baby
I'm
girl.
Home. This one is from Case Besment. Teenagers. I don't know about that either.
This is from CJ McGee. Going to Chicago the week before Christmas.
Ooh.
What?
It's a beautiful time to go
visit.
It
is. It is.
Probably not a lot of options, Emily. Maybe they're from the Midwest and they drove to Chicago and had a nice time.
Or traffic.
DJ Morden says, a new start.
Wow. This is from Justagram. My job being eliminated because of the pandemic. There's a story there.
There is, because she was probably miserable in her job. She was forced to write the next chapter, Emily. Barbara Servin says, going to the dentist.
You know what? I can attest to that.
I didn't like it.
No.
Well, it was like a year. I mean, I did not like not having my teeth cleaned every 6 months.
Me neither. I didn't know if things would go awry.
Yeah, you got the dental issues.
I got all the dental issues. Okay, this is from TJeff74. Moving to Joplin, Missouri. Again, there's a story there. We don't know it.
Hey, the only 2 things that happen in Joplin.
What?
Them's good and them's bad.
Oh.
This is from Gretchen's 4. Surgery.
There you go. Jenny Weglitz. Sobriety.
All right. Lil Michelle Church, my therapist.
Hey.
Those are 3 heavy hitter one-word answers, man. Surgery, sobriety, my therapist. No, those are all 3 great things. Congratulations,
and
everybody.
Things that I'm sure difficult, sucked, but that they're grateful for. This is from, it's Laura Beth Hallen Ward. job loss and career renewal, even better marriage.
All right. Con me cakes. My dad got a promotion because his boss didn't want to get vaxxed. He works in the government.
Ooh.
You snooze, you lose.
Exactly. This is from Shelly 1013. A new roof due to a hailstorm. First major change on my house. We bought it 7 years ago.
Lisa Critch says, I'm thankful for a warehouse. Yay! Wait. That's a Marl Provisions warehouse, Lisa Critch.
There we go. This is from Lisita 117. Horrible side effect, second vaccine. Daughter and I went to Costa Rica to recover.
Hey, all right, I'll take that. All right. And the last one from this category is Little Village Goods, COVID for letting my husband work from home forever. All right, this next category is titled...
Miss the mark just a smidge.
Just a little bit. They didn't...
A little bit.
All right, this one's from Lizbeth Mambriz, my driver's license.
Huh. This is from D-Toad, being able to squat 200 pounds 4 months after having a baby.
All right,
wow.
Just put in the work.
Jeez Louise.
Good for you. Zimdog, a Peloton is a gift.
Hey, that's always awesome.
Well, maybe they are surprised by that. Remember, there's a controversy between getting that as a gift. And then you're like, you know what? I'm glad I got it.
Oh, there you go. Boom. Like I said, we don't know the whole story here. This is from 80s Girls 69. Thanks for USA making all us Aussies laugh at being a tyrannical state.
Jeepers creepers.
A bunch of emojis.
Deborah Sue Green says, new windows. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep the draft out.
Totes my goats. Look, Janie, Canada.
All right.
Wow.
Mallow for not being Jeff the Vomit Guy's roommate, Baba Booey. Yeah, that was... I'm a vomit lover. What do you want from me?
That's Lord.
A Howard Stern shout out, Emily.
Obviously. This is from the Space Queen 777. Funeral potatoes.
Yeah, everybody's talking about them. Jap Duskete, non-grocery store jardiniere. All right. Me too.
Knows.
God bless.
80s Girl 69, again, thanks for hidden stashes of chocolate.
I like that. You got to have that. Cola Jero, my boy, Panettone.
Hey, is that the fruitcake?
No, it's a Panettone. It's the cake, the Italian celebratory holiday cake, but Cola Jero does pizzas. I know him. Cola Jero. Jesus.
Oh my God.
Cola Jero.
Cola Jero.
This one is titled, Emily Didn't Get It, But Still Super Sweet.
So sweet. From Jaren Paradise, watching you cook, so joyful. Oh, Jeff.
That is super sweet. This is from Dan Louise, 23, after a long year being 30 weeks pregnant and healthy on Thanksgiving. God bless.
Food Network Disciple, my dad's still being here with us to celebrate. Love him. He's so strong, and we are so grateful.
Aw, Blonde Bombshell, 53, my beautiful granddaughter. She turned a year in October.
KJK Cannell, 87. We are finally pregnant.
Hey, yay. Put the P in a V.
Whoa.
Cara Bird, be back too. My twin baby boy.
Oh, so babies. Care Sward, 9113. Meeting my new best friend.
Faith, Grace, Love, 412. That my mom survived COVID after being in the hospital for a month. God bless
you. Wow. Lib DeMeros, just being able to celebrate with friends and family this time around.
Amen to that. A. Yes. Bennett, 9515, the ability to stay at home. I'm a mom, and my husband works so hard so I can be with my littles.
And our last one. Oh, my goodies for you. Being alive, breathing, my family all safe and healthy.
Breathing, very underrated.
Breathing.
Nobody gives thanks for breathing, Emily.
Exactly. You say that if you've got the nose thing and then the nose hose and you got the tank and then I'm
nobody
sure.
wants a nose hose.
Nope.
You guys, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thanks to Pam Morrow and Aunt Pat Stella for sharing the beginning of their girls' weekend with us.
I know.
We might have to get a little update next week, Emily, see if they make it out of there alive. But thanks to all the listeners, everybody on Instagram giving us your listener lightning rounds, and especially all your questions. Hopefully I was of help to all you. Thank you, guys.
Yes.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
And make sure when you're gathered around the table and you're pouring that after dinner drink you think you want, but you probably don't need.
You definitely don't need it, but you definitely want
it. You look around
it.
The table. The candle's lit. Your loved ones are there. All your favorites. Some you might not even like, Emily. Some you truly love. You look around the table. You take that last sip of after dinner drink and you say, thank you all for coming on over. Now get the hell out.
Thank you for coming on over. Thank you for coming on over. Thank you.
Come On Over podcast is powered by Game Plan. It is produced and edited by me, Emily Morrow. Jeff Morrow writes all of our original songs. Special thanks to our mother Pam Cakes and our aunt Patty Cakes for gracing us with their presence. And we are so thankful for all of you.
Clean living up until...
Clooney? No, clean living.
Clooney.
I got Clooney'd.